Welcome to Between the Rows, where you get to hear the stories behind the stories in Canada's leading farm publications.
Hi, and welcome to this special edition of Between the Rows, featuring an interview by the Western Producers Ed White with Canada's Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, Marie-Claude Bibeau. Ms. Bibeau spoke to Ed when she was in Winnipeg February 12th attending Crop Connect 2020. Here's their conversation.
Obviously, you have the government has a new term. It's a chance to go forward with a direction for a while. What are you hoping to achieve as we go forward? What are your priorities and what do you want to, you know, focus on and get done?
There's kind of two level. reopening the Chinese market is definitely an important file that we are working on, making sure that African swine fever doesn't come to Canada or not even to the Americas is something that we pay a lot of attention because it would be hurting the industry significantly, and not only the pork, it would have an impact on our rural communities as well. So these are two things. Obviously, finalizing the supply management compensations. And improving the business risk management programs. So the list of priorities is quite long, but these are kind of some of the most important ones, and you can see that in my mandate letter as well. So improving the business risk management is very important because the risks have changed in the recent years. We can see that the weather is even always more unpredictable. And trade disruptions and technical and non-tariff barriers are also unpredictable. So I think we have to make our business risk management programs better and more generous to support our farmers. So we are not always trying to find short-term solutions, but you know that farmers really have tools in place that they know they can rely on, and they know that they are adapted to the new reality.
Everybody that I tend to speak to always says the same sort of thing, which is agri-stability doesn't work. This gets repeated like a mantra at every meeting I go to. Can you fix it? I mean, can it be made to work?
Yes, it has to. And, well, my first question is agri-stability the best mechanism? And this is why we have asked our officials, and when I say we, it's with my provincial and territorial colleagues as well, because most of the business risk management programs are joint programs where the federal finance 60% of the amount and the provinces and territories 40%. So we have asked our officials to come back to us no later than April to tell us, okay, to look at each and every program and tell us, do they work? Are they meeting the goals that they have been designed to, you know, to deal with? And if not, where are the gaps? So this is why we have made some short-term improvement to the business, to agri-stability last December. And this was one thing that we were asked for, to allow producers to have a private insurance without being penalized. So this change has been accepted, and also trying to make it work better in terms of making it easier to access and just to understand. And there's a pilot program ongoing, but we know that it needs more significant improvement. Is it going to be through agri-stability? Probably, but not. It might be different. If we come to the conclusion that it doesn't reach the objective of giving predictability to our producers.
And on the grain drying issue, which has come up today and is a perennial one across Western Canada, and probably out east, I'm just never there, but across Western Canada because of the damp crops, it's an ongoing issue. And I think a lot of producers are perplexed. So why the government doesn't just, you know, in I think a farmer's mind, fix it by taking carbon tax off of grain drying, because it wouldn't seem to be the sort of thing that you know, is a voluntary choice to do. How would you answer, you know, farmers as to why they can't yet get a clear answer? It's been months of problems.
Well, asking for that gave us, you know, how should I say? Because we have to make the difference between the price and pollution applied to grain drying and the data that we have received that goes further than that and that calculate or evaluate the impact of the price and pollution on all direct and indirect costs to farmers. So we have to be careful because the price and pollution is a very important tool to bring the Canadian economy as a whole toward a cleaner economy and to be able to reach our net zero emission target by 2050. So if we go in the direction of, you know, allowing some or waiving the price and pollution on some specific things, like what we have done for the gas on farm and gas with card lock use, this is one thing. We've done that. But we have to be careful in the way we want to support the farmer so that it's sustainable. So my idea is that I acknowledge, I know that they had a terrible 2019 year. We have to support them in a way or another. Is waiving the price and pollution on grain drying is the best way to proceed? And actually, they're not asking only for that. They're asking for, it's much more than that. Right. So I have to find the right balance. But the objective is definitely to support them. So what's the best way? So I need to discuss further, having these new figures in my hand for a couple of days, not even weeks. I have to discuss it further with my colleague, the Minister of Environment, for example, and to make sure that what we do, decision we make is the best for the sector and that we are using the les fonds publics, public funds, you know, in a responsible way.
And your government and the Canadian agri-food industry have very, you know, bold targets for expanding production and exports. But we've got problems all around, as you deal with China and the whole world trade situation, even with threats to commonly used agricultural pesticides like neonics, which, you know, have been up for review. And I'm wondering how confident you are that we can reach our targets and our goals with all of these, things handicapping the sector right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the biggest strength of the sector is the quality of our products, the robust inspection system that we have, and that we stand for rule-based trade and for science-based decision. And it seems like I think it might take a little bit of time for our partners to realize the value of such partner like Canada, because we cannot pretend that the size of our economy allows us to play a game that, anyway, Canadians wouldn't want us to play. Canadians wants to play by the rules, and this is what we do. And I think the way we are being seen from different partners, it might take a little bit of time, but I'm confident that they will soon recognize the value of a reliable partner as we are, that they know that when they make a deal with Canada, we'll be there, they'll get the quality, they'll get, you know, they know what they have signed for and they will get what they have signed for. But in this kind of turbulence period, I understand it's hard for the producers, but our biggest strength is to stand by these values and these way of doing business. And we are investing in science and innovation. So we're signing free trade agreements with Europe, with the Trans-Pacific Zone. We will be ratifying the new NAFTA soon. We are opening a lot of new markets, so it's important for us to diversify our markets as well, so we are not too vulnerable to one or the other. And when I talk about diversification, I think in terms of markets, but I also think in terms of a wider range of products, value added. So this is also another way to increase the demand and to get more money for the products we have. So we keep investing in the sector, and not only directly to farmers, but also to give them tools to have better seeds, to be better adapted, to be more resilient to drought or floods or the, you know, the different weather we can get. So this is one of the challenges for the Minister of Agriculture, is to find the right balance between using our resources to support the farmers when they face a shock, and to invest to make them more resilient and more productive and more, you know, so they can thrive and they can grow. So how do we find this right balance in the way we use the resources that are available for the sector?
And farmers feel a lot of pressures these days. Obviously, yes. Margins are low, and mm-hmm. so they see some things that the government does. You know, we were talking about the carbon tax or like the pesticide reviews as adding either costs or complexities or further pressures. And I think a lot of farmers see the agriculture minister as sort of their champion, and the ag mm-hmm. department as their champion. So I'm wondering, what do you think you can do within the government, or what do you do within the government to, when there's other departments doing things that have a big impact on ag, how can you, I guess, respond to the ag impact?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I am, and with the whole team, we're there to support the industry. We are there to make sure that all our colleagues understand the reality of the agriculture sector, the impacts that, you know, any decision might have on our sector. This is very important, definitely. And once again, I have to find, you know, I want to work very closely with the industry, and truly I'm the most lobbying minister, so it shows how close I am with the stakeholders, and I do a lot of meetings with them because I really want to understand what's going on, and, you know, find the best approach with them. And not come with theoretical anyway, that might not be really applicable. So I really want to work closely with them. But we have to also pay attention to the new trends, what consumers need, what consumers are asking us for, and in addition to anything science-based, in the sense that, okay, we want to do always better for the environment, because, I mean, science is there to prove that if we want to have sustainable land, or if, you know, it's for a scientific-based reason, but it's also because consumers are asking us to do always better. And so I think it's important, and it's also my responsibility to bring the concerns of the consumers to the producers and say, okay, how do we deal with this new reality? How can we, once again, invest our resources at best to make you, our producers, processors, more agile and ready to respond to what the consumers need? So it's politics is always finding the right balance. So this is also my role, to bring back the expectations to the producers through their representatives and say, okay, how can we deal with this new reality, and what can the government do to help you be ready for what's coming?
And lots going on with the Canadian Grain Commission.
Yes.
What are you hoping to achieve there? Where are we at, and where do you hope to get to?
I don't have any strong views on the direction it should take. So I'm really in a listening mode right now. We have conversation, more and more conversation around the subject. I think it's definitely time to modernize the organization. It's, you know, and the act, because it's what, almost 50 years ago that it hasn't been really done significantly. I want to make sure that it's meeting once again the expectation and the reality of our time, that it works well and for the farmers, and it meets the need of the our trading environment as well. So,
and last thing I'll ask you is just about another issue that just hangs over the industry and everybody, is seed royalties. Mm-hmm. Seed, you know, paying for seed and research. And I guess, where are you hoping to go with that, and how do you feel about where it's at now?
Well, I understand that there's no consensus on the direction it should take. We are proceeding with, I would call it, cost benefit analysis to see, you know. So I would need more time on this one too, before we move forward. I cannot say very much on that. I need to see more, to get more information again. And even my team doesn't seem to be, you know, ready to make a recommendation. And we still need to work more together and to get at the right place.
Yeah, it seems like something which no one has an easy answer for, so...
Yeah, so I'm just starting to work on this issue, and it's not clear now what direction it should take. But we want to be competitive. We want the sector to be competitive and to have the tools to develop in the right direction. But still, so in a way that, anyway, it's finding the right balance again.
Well, thank you very much for spending so much time with us. I know you've got a very busy day and set of meetings, a few days here. So
yes,
I appreciate the time. So
thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That was the Western Producers' Ed White. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of Between the Rows. Tune into our regular podcast next week. I'm Laura Rance.
Between the Rows is a production of Glacier Farm Media, Canada's leading farm publisher. We'd love to hear what you think of the show and invite you to send your comments to etr@farmmedia.com or visit us at membersgetmore.ca and sign up today.